This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Italian workers in both the public and private sectors must display a health pass to access their workplaces beginning October 15th under a decree adopted Thursday by Premier Mario Draghi. It is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently rediscovered or recovered from the disease. Any workers who fails to present a valid pass will be suspended or fired. People who ignore the decree and go to work without possessing the health certificate will face a fine of $1,175. There have been sporadic protests in recent weeks against the growing pressure to get a job, but most political parties in the country have backed mandatory COVID passes, hoping it will prevent further economic lockdowns. As coronavirus outbreaks lead to schools closing temporarily or sending children into quarantine, some children are being stranded with minimal instruction. Some educators and parents interviewed by the Associated Press say that their school systems pushed ahead with the return to in-person instruction without any clear backup plan, and that policies aimed at keeping students in classrooms are contributing to the difficulties. The U.S. Education Department says that states and school districts should have policies to ensure continued access to high-quality and rigorous online learning as the contagious Delta variant sweeps through schools, many of which do not require masks. And health services began rolling out COVID-19 on Thursday. According to authorities, the campaign is aimed at giving 50 and frontline workers the first of the third jabs. By remote, this is VOA News. China is mobilizing an emergency response after a magnitude 6.0 earthquake rocked Sichuan province Thursday, leaving at least 3 people dead, 60 injured, according to state media. More than 1,200 houses reportedly have collapsed, with more than 3,000 severely damaged. Soldiers and other emergency workers have been deployed, bringing with them medical equipment and supplies. Sichuan province is in a seismically active area of China that is prone to earthquakes, such as in 2008, a 7.9 magnitude quake that killed nearly 90,000. China and France reacted angrily to an agreement between the United States and the United Kingdom to help Australia develop nuclear-powered submarines, prompting the White House on Thursday to try to smooth over tensions. The agreement is part of a new security partnership known by the AUKUS, focused on the Indo-Pacific. 3 English-speaking countries did not say their aim was to counter Chinese influence, but analysts universally see this as a move to push back on Beijing's rise in the military and technology arena. Because of this deal, Australia nullified a $43 billion contract with France for a dozen of the world's largest conventional submarines and instead decided to pursue nuclear-powered submarines using American technology. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison noted that the U.S. technology was not available when the contract was finalized back in 2016. A group of leading Haiti-based diplomats met with Prime Minister Ariel Henry and said it backed his efforts to solve the country's political crisis. An apparent vote of confidence as he faces accusations of links to the slaying of President Jovenel Moïse. A public prosecutor said on Friday that phone call records showed Henry had spoken twice with the suspected mastermind behind Moïse's killings hours before it took place back on July the 7th. Henry, who denies he has had anything to do with the murder, this week fired the prosecutor, who had sought to have him charged as a suspect, as well as the justice minister. Henry, a former neurosurgeon and political moderate, has not publicly addressed the phone calls. He has dismissed the accusation as politically motivated. Several judicial officials working on the investigation into Moïse's slaying went into hiding after saying they received death threats, while the original judge assigned to the case recused himself. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting via remote. VOA News.